I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Got a lot of things to think about tonight. A lot of different angles to take with an event that happened this morning. Something as simple as reading a headline. It sparked my imagination, and this is why I want to talk to you tonight about a few things that... I think that there's a difference between woke and being awake. And Plato once argued that when democracy ripens, and once it's ripened, it goes unattended, it'll become rotten. And a tyrant can seize the moment. Now, who's the tyrant? Well, he's usually of the elite, but has a nature in tune with the times. Given over to random pleasures and whims, he feasts on plenty of food, and he has sex. He revels in non-judgment. That is democracy's civil religion. He makes his move by taking over a particularly obedient mob and attacking his wealthy peers as corrupt. If not stopped quickly, his appetite for attacking the rich on behalf of the people swells further. He's a traitor to his class. And soon, his elite enemies, shorn of popular legitimacy, actually find a way to appease him and are forced to flee. What Plato was talking about was a sort of antichrist figure. And eventually this figure promises to cut through the paralysis of democratic incoherence. It's as if he were offering the addled, distracted, and self-indulgent citizens a kind of relief from democracy's endless choices of insecurities. Promising a reset, promising a new world order, a new normal. He rides a backlash to excess. Too much freedom seems to change into nothing but too much slavery. He offers himself as the personified answer to the internal conflicts of the democratic mess that we're in. He pledges above all to take on the increasingly despised elites. And as the people thrill to him as a kind of solution, a democracy changes and becomes less of a democracy, less of a republic. It becomes more of a fascist state. Now, Plato wasn't religious, and he didn't know what an antichrist was, I don't think. He wasn't a clairvoyant. He wasn't an apocalyptic thinker, but he knew. He knew how democracies, or he knew how governments work, and how when the downtrodden have no hope, they have nothing left. So they put their faith in someone. And that someone takes advantage and exploits that. Whether it be God, whether it be the apocalypse, whether it be the end of the world, whether it be whatever. We're seeing that now with a number of leaders, especially those that are in the news a lot more than we care to have. That, I mean, that's the thing. Is that there are conflicts and fragmentations going on in this democratic mess. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's obvious. And as I said, Plato wasn't clairvoyant. He wasn't the Apostle John. He wasn't Nostradamus. I mean, his analysis of how democracy can turn into tyranny is a complex idea. It's more keyed toward ancient Greece than the United States. But how remarkable is it that we can take a passage from Plato's Republic and apply it magically to our own lives here in the 21st century? Plato's prediction can apply to any democracy, to any republic, at any time in history. Prophecies apply a lot. You know, when somebody has an idea, they see how the time goes. They know human behavior. They become an oracle. And even more frightening, there was actually also, I don't know if anybody ever heard about this. This is another history moment. But George Washington had this vision of the future of America that was never taught in public school. But I read about it because it's that Washington saw the father of our country. He saw terrorism come to the United States, and then he finally saw a nuclear explosion that would level the country to ruin. Anthony Sherman, who recounted it to Wesley Bradshaw, was a publisher of National Stripes, Washington said to Sherman, he said, that a doppelganger of himself came to him and, as if opening a window, gave him a vision of the future. Washington was quoted as saying, "Gradually, the surrounding atmosphere seemed to fill with a sensation and grew luminous. Everything about me seemed to rarefy, the mysterious visitor also becoming more airy and yet more distinct to my eyes than before. I began to feel as one dying, or rather to experience the sensations which I have sometimes imagined that accompany death. I did not think, I did not reason, I did not move. All alike were impossible. I was only conscious of gazing fixedly, vacantly at my companion." Washington then said that he heard a voice saying to him, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." There was a dark cloud, and then it lifted, showing him what are called the four perils of America. The first peril foreseen by Washington was that of the War of Independence. The second danger was the Civil War. And the third would be a second revolution and a civil war, complicated by the invasion of America by armies from Asia, Africa, and even Europe. Then his vision turned into a grave prediction. Washington then said this, "Instantly, a light as of a thousand suns shone down from above me and pierced and broke into fragments the dark cloud which enveloped America. At the same moment, the angel upon whose head still shone the word Union and who bore our national flag in one hand and a sword in the other descended from the heavens, attended by legions of white spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome, but who immediately taking courage again, closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle." Once again, we're talking about George Washington, the father of our country. He wasn't a seer. He wasn't a magician. But he did see a future in a dream where the United States would be witness to an attack from a nuclear weapon that he said had the light of a thousand suns. And he talked about the four perils that would that the country would receive: the Revolutionary War, Civil War, a revolution, another civil war, and then came the bright light of a thousand suns. So it's not out of the question that leaders and others, even secular leaders, get some sort of a revelation. They get vision. Some have occult leanings. It's not out of the question. And as you probably can tell, apocalyptic visions are not limited to those who wear sandwich signs declaring the end is near. There are plenty of historical versions of oracles and prophecies that are coming true as we speak. 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.